జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారే జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారే గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరదారే జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరదారే యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారే జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారే గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరదారే యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావనచారే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్భక్తవృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Rasli Hare Radha Rasli Hare Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhatta Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhatta Hanuman. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahachari Astotarastha Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayom Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paribrahacharya Astotarastha Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nashta Prayesa Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttam Hasloke Bhaktir Bhavatir Naishtaki.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Text 39. Sarva Sattva Atma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Namaha Trailokya Palaya Saha Vojaha Balaya Cha. Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Visheshaya Staviyase Namastrailokyapalaya Namastrailokyapalaya Sahavojabalaya cha Sahavojobalaya cha Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Namastrailokyapalaya Sahavojobalaya cha Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Namastrailokyapalaya Sahavojobalaya cha Sarva Sattvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Namastrailokyapalaya Sahavojobalaya cha
Matajis.
విశేషాయ స్తవీయశే. శ్రీ రాధారాస్ విహారీజీకి, సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ్ హనుమన్కి, శ్రీ గౌర్నితాయ్కి. వట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్? సర్వ ఆల్ సత్వ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆత్మ సోల్ దేహాయ అంటు ద బాడీ విశేషాయ డైవర్సిటీ స్తవీయసే అంటు ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ నమః ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబైసెన్సెస్ త్రైలోక్య త్రీ ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ పాలాయ మెయింటైనర్ సహ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఓజహ ప్రవస్ బలాయ అంటు ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My dear Lord, you are the gigantic universal form which contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. You are the maintainer of the three worlds, and as such you maintain the mind, senses, body and air of life within them. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat responsively. My dear Lord, you are the gigantic universal form which contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. You are the maintainer of the three worlds, and as such you maintain the mind, senses, body and air of life within them. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace. As the individual body of the living entity is composed of millions of cells, germs and microbes, the universal body of the Supreme Lord similarly contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. Lord Shiva is offering his obeisances to the universal body, which includes all other bodies, so that everyone's body may fully engage in devotional service. Since this individual body is composed of senses, all the senses should be engaged in devotional service. For instance, the smelling instrument, the nose, can engage in smelling the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. The hands can engage in cleansing the temple of the Lord, etc. Indeed, being the life air of every living entity, the Lord is the maintainer of the three worlds. Consequently, he can induce every living entity to engage in his real life's duty with full bodily and mental strength. Thus, every living entity should serve the Supreme Personality by his prana, life, artha, wealth, intelligence and words, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35. ఏతావజ్జన్మ సాఫల్యం దేహినామిగ దేహిషు ప్రాణైరత్తై ధీయవాచా శ్రేయ ఆచరణం సదా. ఈవెన్ దో వన్ మే డిజైర్ టు ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వితౌట్ శాంక్షన్, వన్ కెనాట్ డూ సో. లార్డ్ శివ ఈజ్ ఆఫరింగ్ హిస్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు షో లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ how to engage in the devotional service of the Lord.
Om Ajnanatti Mirandasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Rangayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧವ್ಯಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ the prayers that is offered by Lord Shiva to Lord Krishna, and this was taught to the Prachetas. So in this particular verse, Lord Shiva is offering prayers to the gigantic universal form of the Lord, Vishwarupa, Virat Rupa. So this Virat Rupa form is not a general form that is available. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was asking Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, you are saying that you entered into the entire universe, this cosmos. I would like to know how you entered. I would like to see the universal form of yours." So Lord Krishna said, "This universal form of mine is not generally available. It is not seen by anybody. Nobody has ever seen. As such, it is not possible for the normal living entity to see. But I will give you the divine vision by which you can see the universal form. To see the universal form, one needs the divine vision. One needs the divine vision endowed by the Supreme Lord Himself. Otherwise, even if the universal form is there, you can't see. What's the point? Somebody says, can you show God? Can you show Virat Rupa? First of all, you should have the capability to see. Then only the question of sight comes. If you don't even have the capacity, where's the question of seeing? So this gigantic universal form of the Lord is rarely seen, and Lord Krishna, with bestowing the divine vision to Arjuna, he showed the universal form. So the universal form is the form of the Lord in which everything in the universe is seen at one point of time, at one place. Different things are there at a different place at a different time, but one point of time you see everything. That is a special category. So Arjuna saw so many personalities, all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva in the universal form. All the planets, lower planets, higher planets, Rakshasas, Yakshas, Gandharvas. So everything at one stroke, it's very scary. In one place you see everything in the universe, it's like condensed form, just coming together, bringing everything together. So it has got no beginning, no end. It is so effulgent, like millions of suns have arisen together. All the living entities, all the planetary system, everything included there, the universal form, gigantic. So, in this universal form, every living entity, every body is included, including all the demigods. So, Prabhupada is explaining in the purport how in our body there are millions and millions of cells. Our body is composed of millions and trillions of cells. Each cell is an individual unit by itself. All these cells, Prabhupada writes, all the cells, germs, microbes, so many things are there. Millions and millions of cells. And all these cells work together as a single body. It's not that one cell in the finger says, no, I will go in this way. Another cell says, no, I will go in this way. It doesn't work like that. It won't be the body working. It will be individual. First of all, cells. Each cell makes into different organs. Hand, leg, head, thigh and belly and things like that. And all these organs put together make the body. It is very, very important that all these cells work in a team so that the purpose of the body is achieved. If each and every limbs or the cells act in different way independently, the purpose of the body will not be achieved. Teamwork. Teamwork is required. 10 people working together, it's a team. Teamwork. One fellow says, no, I'll go in this direction. Somebody says, I will not put gold in the opposite side, I will put gold in this side, it's more easier to put here. Alright? It's easier to, people are thinking he's going to go put the gold there. If he comes back and puts the gold, same side goal, you can't win the game. You will lose the game. It is essential that in a team, everybody works together to achieve the goal. You can't just individually work. It doesn't work like that. It is working at every single level in the universe. At the level of the cells in our body, at the level of the limbs in our body, at the level of our entire body, then we together, some 10 people, 20 people together in that level, and at the level of the universe also. The universal form, all the demigods are different limbs. All the demigods are different parts. And they are expected to work together in a team. When they don't work together in a team, then adharma. Dharma is to work together. Adharma is working opposite. Here, Lord Shiva is emphasizing how all the living entities, individual bodies, have formed the, you know, subset, have formed a part of the universal form of the Lord, and they are expected to work together. And Prabhupada is explaining in the purport how different senses of ours, different senses, they form the part of our body. They are expected to work together in the body. So different senses can be engaged in different activities, but when they are engaged in the activity of glorifying the Supreme Lord, then they become meaningful. The senses can work independently also. The example is given in various Upanishads, especially Katha Upanishad, that how our body is like a chariot driven by 5 horses. The 5 horses are compared to 5 senses, jnanendriyas. The mind is the reins that is controlling the horses. The intelligence is the driver and the living entity is the passenger. If the chariot has to go smoothly, then all the horses have to work together. You can't say that one horse will go in this direction, another horse will go in this direction. You can't have a proper journey. It's not possible. It's not possible. When the senses, all the senses work together for a common purpose, then it is possible to be engaged in the achieving unified goal. So here, Prabhupada is writing how every living entity, which is part and parcel of the Lord, they are expected to be serving, depending on the Supreme Lord. Dependence and independence makes the distinction between whether you want to be part of the team or not part of the team. The living entity, Swarupa, is to depend on the Lord. The living entity's nature is to depend on the Lord. If the living entity acts independent of the Lord, then he has to suffer in this material world. Our original disease is to act independent of Lord. The very disease with which we have come down to this material world is to act independent of the Lord. The very process of devotional service is to give away that independent mentality and depend on Lord. The very process, the basic necessity is to depend on the Lord. There is no question of just acting independently. So here, Lord Shiva is telling, since all the living entities are part of the Lord, in the universal form, each and every part is supposed to depend on the Lord. my hand is supposed to work according to what I want. If my hand says, no, I will work in different ways, how is it possible? In the same way, each and every limbs, the demigods, the living entities, since they are part of the Supreme Lord's universal form, they are expected to work depending on the Lord, not independent of the Lord. So by working depending on the Lord, one actually engages in devotional service. So working on depending on the Lord fully starts with engaging different senses on the service of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes in the purport how everyone's body can be engaged fully in service of the Lord by engaging different capacities of the senses in service of the Lord. The nose has a capacity to smell. One can smell the flowers offered at the lotus feet of the Lord, Prabhupada writes. Anything you can smell actually. Nostrils are open, you can just keep smelling anything. But engaging the nostril by bringing the flower and the smelling, that is devotional service. Hands, cleansing the temple of the Lord. Like that every senses, different senses, jnanendriyas and karmendriyas. When they are engaged in service of the Lord, one actually makes the life meaningful. Arthadam. One can do otherwise also, it's not a big deal. Then it becomes meaningless. So here, it is stated how the Supreme Lord maintains the mind, senses, body, and the air of life within them. Jiva, the living entity, by means of his consciousness, he is able to experience every bit and piece of our body, every single cell, every single organ, limbs. We are having the conscious experience because the living entity, Jiva, is pervading this entire body by means of consciousness. Consciousness pervades the individual body. We can have experience about our own body. We can't have experience about another person's body. Our soul doesn't pervade another person's body. Our soul pervades our body. So we can have conscious experience of our body. But Krishna pervades the entire universe. Because of his pervasion of the entire universe, he can have experience of everybody's body. Krishna is sarva kshetreshu, our kshetra, this our body is our kshetra. You have got your kshetra, everybody has got their own kshetra. But Krishna says, sarva kshetreshu, I can know everybody's body. So, Krishna knows what's happening in every individual's body. Not only that, he is sarva vyapi. Sarva vyapi means he is pervading the entire universe. Sarva vyapi. So, this nature of sarva vyapi is all pervasiveness. Exactly like we are pervading this body, so we have the experience of this body. The Lord pervading this entire universe, he has knowledge of everything in this universe. Every single thing. Even the subatomic level, atomic level, every level he knows. Not only in the microcosm, macrocosm. What is happening in different planets? Which demigod is doing what? Everything is known to Krishna. Nothing is hidden from him. You can't hide anything. That is why you can't cheat Krishna. You can cheat others. Cheating is very easy. You know, you can just tell a lie. Oh, I told a lie, I got away with it. Oh, so I'm so smart, you know. I'm so smart that I can tell lie and get away with it. You can't get away always. You'll be caught. So, here, this quality of Krishna is known as Vasudeva, all-pervading, existing in everything, Vasudeva. So Krishna, by means of pervading everything, is conscious of everything, so it's known as universal consciousness. Krishna is the universal consciousness, complete. So when one understands that Krishna is all-pervading, is everything. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Vasudeva is everything. He is pervading the entire universe. He is the ultimate goal. When one understands that Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, which normally doesn't happen so fast, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan. After many lifetimes, after understanding this knowledge, when one completely comes to understand that Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, that is a rare soul. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So in that way, Lord Krishna is pervading the entire universe, but it is not easy to see how he is pervading, how he is controlling everybody. People get a doubt. They don't see actually that Krishna is controlling. So, Krishna states how he is able to do this in Bhagavad Gita. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchidasti dananjaya. Mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. Somebody says, I don't see God, you know, how are you talking about? No, he is pervading everywhere. I don't see, he is pervading everywhere. So, Hiranyakashipu mentality, people can ask such question. He didn't see Krishna, you know. Prahlada Maharaj was seeing the pervasion of the Supreme Lord. Hiranyakashipu cannot see. In the same place they are existing, at the same time. Same place, same time. One person sees one way, another person sees another way. Depends upon one's consciousness. So, Krishna, even though he is pervading the entire universe, is hidden from the normal eyesight of the materialistic person. Krishna gives an example. Sutre manigana iva. If you have a pearl necklace, you will see the pearls are strung. And each pearl is sitting next to each other. Pearl necklace everybody may not have. You can have a kanti mala. If your kanti mala is very tightly, you know, put in place, then you see only different tulsi beads. You don't see the string. Sometimes a loose mala you can see string, you know, but I'm talking about a very tight mala. Krishna is not giving the example of kanti mala, he is giving the pearl necklace, but brahmacharis are not one supposed to think about pearl, you know. If you think about pearl, gold, gem, then problem ho jayega. Not necessary. In a pearl necklace, each pearl is sitting next to each other, but from the outside view, you don't see anything underlying, anything supporting. You see only pearls. A materialistic person will say, pearl necklace is made of pearls, nothing else. But an intelligent person can understand, pearls are individual entities, spherical balls, how they can all stay together like this without any support. Unless there is a sutra, unless there is a string, it is not possible to make a necklace. Krishna says, I am like this string which is hidden from the normal eyesight, but without me, it is not possible for this universe to work in this harmonious way. The consciousness you are not able to see. We have to do consciousness studies, try to understand what is consciousness. But you can't see, it's not material characteristic. It doesn't have a material characteristic. What you can see? Somebody says, I am doing research on consciousness study. You keep doing long time, we'll figure it out what it is. You'll have to finally actually come to Krishna consciousness. If you try to figure out, you can submit a thesis also, but what is this consciousness cannot be physically seen. Not possible. So we want to see the universal consciousness. If you can't even see your own consciousness, there's a question of seeing the universal consciousness. So Krishna is the underlying reality of all the external realities. All the demigods are working in a harmonious way. All the planets are working in the harmonious way. All the living entities working in that way. These are all possible because of something supporting, something is underlying, and that is Krishna. It is not possible otherwise that the planets can be floating in exactly the same order that we are seeing. Why don't they just go in a haywire, no, go and hit here and there? No. They are going in a particular order. Sun is rising in a particular order. Why don't sun rise one day in east, another day in south, another day in north? It doesn't happen like that. Particular order. Planets are moving in particular order. And Krishna is supporting that. Krishna is maintaining that. Otherwise it's not possible. How he is doing? Doing by means of remaining underlying to that reality, not outwardly seen. Intelligent person can see that. So in that way, the Lord is the living force. Exactly like in our body, prana is required. Prana vayu, life air. If life air is not there, dead body. This body is a living body because of the life. Prana is there. If prana is gone, prana prayana samaye, prana can do on a picnic also, outing. Prana can leave this body. Prana prayana, that is a prayana of prana. When prayana, that prayana, no reverse journey, no return journey. One way ticket. When prana leaves, the prana leaves along with the spirit soul. When the spirit soul leaves the body, prana also goes along with that. Prana prayana samaye. So, the body is having the energy to live because of the force of prana, and the energy for prana comes from Krishna. And Krishna gives the energy within our body, and He is also life air of the entire universe. Is the life of the entire universe. So, the senses, the body and mind, without the living force within the body, they cannot work. In the purport, Prabhupada is quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. This verse is spoken by Lord Krishna Himself after finishing the pastime of stealing the garments of gopis. Lord Krishna, along with the gopas, he was going towards Yamuna river to drink water. So when he was going towards Yamuna, Lord Krishna saw various wonderful trees, various wonderful trees. And Krishna tells his friends that how these various trees are serving the living humanity, living beings, with their life, with their artha, pranair, arthair, diya, vacha. So Krishna is giving the example, exactly like a tree, without any motivation, serving everybody. Suppose you go under a tree, there is a shade. When it is a very hot day, you go under a tree and stay, you take the help of the shade. Then the tree is giving the fruits, giving the flowers. Different parts of the tree can be useful. Even when the tree is dead, you can take the wood and make some house, Even while living and even when he's dead, a tree is serving. Krishna is telling, oh, so great, how great it is. The tree is serving like this. Like that, every living entity is serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some trees are so wonderful that every part of the tree can be used. Every single part. Banana tree, banana, plantain tree. In banana tree, every single thing can be used. Banana leaf. You can take banana leaf and have a feast. If you have a feast, then banana leaf will be good. Leaf you can use. Then when banana flower comes, banana flower can be made into sabji also. And then real banana comes, banana sabji you can take. When banana ripes, you can take the banana fruit. Then banana is dead, the bark of the banana, you can make like a string, In our temple, Matajis are making mala with, needle and, string, right? But traditionally you can make with a banana string. One means the string of the banana bark. When it dries, it is like a string actually. You can make like that. South India they make nala. Kya? Jagannath Puri mein banata. Jagannath Puri also they are making. So traditional way, those days you don't depend. They depend on the nature. What is naturally available? Like that, there are so many trees, coconut tree, so many things you can take, from coconut leaf you can make jadu. Nowadays plastic jadu is coming. You go to villages, you can have coconut, rib of the leaf, you can make jadu. And you can make, so many things can be made from coconut. So like that, the tree, without expecting anything in return, is serving, and Krishna is telling, if a tree can do for the humanity,
which is not having any great obligation, why the living entity cannot serve the Supreme Lord, which this living entity has the real obligation? The tree has not obligation for serving everybody, no? Kya kya? We have no obligation. If tree without obligation can serve those people coming, giving the shade, etc., etc., the living entity, Jivera Swarupahoi Nityara Krishna Das, the living entity's natural constitutional position is to serve. Why the living entity cannot serve? Krishna is asking. Krishna is telling, like the tree, learn a lesson from the tree. We can learn lesson from so many things in the material nature. Learning the lesson from the tree, one can actually serve the Supreme Lord with all the facilities available. Prana, life, giving the life for the service of the Supreme Lord. Artha, intelligence and words, speaking for Krishna, using the intelligence for Krishna, using the wealth for Krishna. In this way, one can actually serve everything at his disposal in the service of the Supreme Lord. So, in this way, even though one actually can serve the Supreme Lord, Prabhupada writes in the purport towards the end that unless it is sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot do any thing. It is exactly like, unless it is sanctioned, even a blade of grass cannot move. The grass has capacity, no, all the capacity is there. But that Lord has to sanction the movement, otherwise it will not move. So many things in this universe, they are all, we are seeing they are moving. The waves are coming, God, the Jugupit waves are coming. If Krishna says, stop, stop, frozen. The Lord is allowing it to move, so it is moving. So our body, different senses are working. The Lord is allowing it to move, no work, it is working. Suppose, if the Lord doesn't allow the limb to move, you know, one side of the body, somebody gets paralyzed. Somebody gets paralyzed, one side. He wants to move, he can't move actually. He is not able to move because that particular limb is not under the control of the soul. Went out of control. Unless the living force, which is in the body, pervades that particular limb by consciousness. Like for example, physically speaking, if you want to talk logically speaking, oxygen is being pumped from the heart through the blood. Blood is reaching every part. If the blood doesn't reach there, you won't have consciousness. Suppose you just tie the leg very tightly, the blood will not reach there. You won't get oxygen. Slowly, slowly you'll get paralyzed. So the consciousness through the blood supply reaches every single part of the body, every single cell of the body, and because of which consciousness is there, vital force. So vital force, prana, is oxygen, that which we are inhaling. Oxygen is gross, that divides into different vayus. The prana vayu is the main living force. So one may have eyes, he may not be able to see if prana doesn't reach that limb. Chandoka Upanishad says, one may have the nose, he may not be able to smell if prana doesn't reach the life force. In that way, different organs of the body, they will not be able to function unless the life force is acting in that particular limb. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he is the seed of all existence. He is the seed of all existence. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam, Krishna says, I am the seed of sarva bhutanam, of all the living entities. And he says, buddhir buddhimatam asmi, I am the intelligence of the intelligent person. Well, you may have intelligence. If Krishna doesn't act through your intelligence, intelligence won't work. It's not possible. Tejas, tejas vinamaham, tejas. Tejas comes from vajas. So in this particular sloka, Saha oja, saha oja. Oja means it's also strength of the senses. If one maintains strict brahmacharya, 100%, 100% brahmacharya, he will get what is known as ojas, oja in the blood. That oja is strengthening the senses. From the oja, one will get tejas. Tejas means effulgent. You look brilliant. Tejas. So Krishna says, I am the teja of the tejasvis. If I am not enlivening them, there won't be any tejas. Balam balavatam. I am the strength of the strong. Here it is stated how saha oja balaya cha, strength. One may have strength, but the strength, if it is not given by Krishna, it does not work. Balam balavatam chaham Krishna. I am the strength of the strong. So, in this way, the position of Vasudeva, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of God, is very great. Sometimes we say God is great, but people do not know how great is God. Sometimes we think that we have achieved something great. Oh, I am very great, you know, so I must be the greatest person. And we miscalculate our own strength. Sometimes people declare themselves to be God. Bhagavan so and so. So many Bhagavans. Now, Kali Yuga, you will get lot of Bhagavans. As per our requirement, we can have tailor-made Bhagavan. Apne ko suit hota ye Bhagavan. Theek hai, ye Bhagavan ka paas jayega. This is simple miscalculation of how great God is. Because they get some power by means of various ways you can get power. You can do some tapasya and get some mystic power, siddhi. Suppose you get some siddhi, then you declare that, oh, I got so much siddhi, I can do so many things, which ordinary fellow cannot do, so I must be God and I am greater than them. The real problem is trying to compare one's own greatness from somebody who is lesser than you, less powerful than you. You have to know what is the real greatness of God. Not only that, now there are so many Bhagavans, even during the time of Krishna there was a false Bhagavan. How dare that fellow must be? At least God is not there, now you can declare, you know. He will not come and, chastise you. When the Lord was performing His pastimes on this planet, very planet, the Lord was living in Dwaraka, one fake Bhagavan, he wrote a letter to Krishna. This fellow's name was Poundraka. This fellow wrote a letter to Krishna saying that, you are assuming the name Vasudeva. You are not real Vasudeva. I am Vasudeva. I have got Sankha Chakra Padma Gada. I have got everything. And you, I have two hands. I have four hands, you see. Because Krishna was performing the pastime with two hands, you know. The earthly pastime. You claim to be Vasudeva. You only have two hands. You see, I have four hands. He put another two false hands, you know. He wrote a letter to Krishna, with a messenger he sent it to Krishna. And when Krishna read it, all the Yadavas started laughing. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? When Krishna was performing his pastime on this very planet, somebody even challenged Krishna. There is no big surprise that when Krishna is absent, so many people are declaring themselves to be Bhagavan, you know. So when Krishna got this letter from Poundraka, immediately he mounted the chariot and he went to Kashi. In the vicinity of Kashi, this Poundraka was there. And Krishna saw this Poundraka came with four hands actually. He was having two more hands. Sankha Chakra Padma Gada he had. And he had Sri Vatsa. And he had Kaustava Jal. All fake. It's like a theatrical artist. Suppose sometimes drama, Bhakti Kalakshetra. Sometimes people put drama, you know. The artist has to put exactly the same way, you know, otherwise you will not understand. So Krishna was laughing. He's like a theatrical artist, so close to real. Very impressively he has put the costumes and he came. So Krishna, in the fight, he took the Sudarshan Chakra. He said that you are having the fake Sudarshan Chakra, now you see the real one. You don't have the experience of the real one. You are having one, but it won't work, you know. You have a fake gun, it doesn't work. When the real gun comes, fake gun has to be silent, you know. So Krishna sent his Udasan Chakra. He chopped off all his hands and his neck also. And he said, this is real Sudarshan. No, you are having a fake one. What is the use of that? Because one underestimates what is the greatness of God, one can declare about himself. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. He is the universal consciousness. He knows every single thing in this universe. It is not that he is ignorant of anything. That is possible only for Vasudeva. So that Lord Shiva is acknowledging in the universal form in which he himself is a part. Lord Shiva is part of that universal form. Every living entities are part also. Everything is part. And Shiva himself is also a part. So here, Prabhupada writes, Lord Shiva is acknowledging the universal form of the Lord so that every living entity can understand their own proper position. One does not engage in the devotional service because they don't understand their position. If one understands their real position, if the screw understands where he should belong to, then it is proper. If the screw thinks that I am so great and I can do anything that I want, he will become useless. What is the value of the screw which is outside the machine? No use. The living entity becomes useless when he is not part of the devotional service to Lord Krishna. When he doesn't depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he acts independently, he becomes useless. So, here Prabhupada explains how the living entity has to depend on the Lord, and in this way, when the Lord is given prayers, one can understand his position and render devotional service. In addition to maintaining the all living entities, here it is stated that Lord is Trilokya Palaya. The Lord is the maintainer of the three planetary systems. Without the Lord's maintenance, the planetary systems won't work the way we are seeing. This universe is arranged in such a way that it is self-maintained, complete in all respects. It is stated in Ishopanishad and other Upanishads in the invocation of Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate. The Lord is complete, He Himself. Whatever is coming out of Him, like this universe, this phenomenal world, is also complete in itself. There is no incompleteness here. Even though the Lord may not be visible outside, He has made this universe in such a way that it is self-maintained. Ecological balance, seasons coming, all the living entities are provided with what is necessary for them. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. What is one living entity, another living entity, maybe is food also. One living entity depends on another living entity. What is food for the tiger is given in the forest. What is food for the elephant is also given. What is food for every living entity is supplied. Complete ecological balance is maintained. Complete. Purnam. Even though so many complete units are coming, still the Lord maintains His completeness. That is the speciality. That is God. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that is completeness. So in that way, the Supreme Lord not only maintains all the planetary systems, not only maintains all the living entity, without even the living entity's knowledge, everything is going very smoothly. So here, Lord Shiva is specifically emphasizing how when the living entities depend on the Lord and render service unto Him, there is a complete harmony. Exactly like in the body, every living cells, when they are working in harmony with the soul, then there will be completeness. So in that way, when everybody actually understands their original position as being the part of the Supreme Lord and renders devotional service unto Him, then they can actually achieve success in their life and go back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here. Is there any questions? Comments?